Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game. Cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Guys, we also want to welcome in our new sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling. WOW brings the action to Breezy Point, New York on August 26th for our next event, Payback, featuring appearances by Darius Carter, TJ Marconi, Chris Steeler, Joe Ocasio, and more. Tickets are available now at warriorsofwrestling.com and be sure to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here live at ISPW Boardwalk Brawl. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But shameless promo, we got to talk about this guy sitting to my left. He is the former ISPW Tri-State Champion. He is the man, of course, one half of the Birds of the Sun. We'll talk about that as well. This guy is doing big things. Big cage match tonight, but ahead of his appearance September 9th at the Wrestling Showcase alongside the Ace of Space Academy. Please welcome back to the show, GK. Man, best song in the biz. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on? Cue the claps, cue the applause. Ka-ka!
That's it.
What's going on, baby? Rob, how we doing?
It's good to see you, man. And thanks for taking the time. You know, we have always done every interview together in person. You're the only person. No Zoom for you, bro.
Hey, man, because you're my guy.
You know, you're my guy.
You know, you're a handsome fella.
Oh,
you know, you
got to
let the ladies know. Vicky, you're lucky.
Oh, but yeah, I'll take that. I appreciate
shameless
it,
plug. Shameless
it.
Plug.
This guy makes sure I get my cardio at every show. We'll put it that way.
For sure.
Let's not bury the lead here. All right, I got to do the journalist thing.
Yeah, what's up?
Steel cage match tonight versus Ray Kalitri for, well, I'm going to say your, he's going to get mad at me, Tri-State Championship, man. First cage match, how you feeling going into this one?
First cage match, like you said, my ISBW Tri-State Championship. I've been screwed not once, but twice. You know, the first time by his lady, and that's how I lost it after having a very, very successful reign. And second time due to Sean Donovan. So, obviously, he decides to poke his nose back in my business once again. And now tonight, we have the cage match, Kalitri. It's just me, you, four steel walls. It's just me and you tonight, buddy. We'll make it happen.
It's going to be a great match, man. Good luck to you, man. I'll be impartial. You know that. But I always like to psychoanalyze you guys. I got to ask you this one, Gil. You have, you know, chased this Tri-State Championship after losing it. You know, you have all these opportunities. And at the last show on Thursday, again, Sean Donovan, you can't shake him, man. Like, how do you kind of just manage everything? How do you go from match to match? Because you have one focus on Ray Kalitri, and you kind of, like, I don't know if Sean Donovan is going to pop out behind that curtain, man. Like, I don't know what's going on.
You know, he seems to be the ghost of ISBW's past, whereas I'm the fire of the future. Damn, good. That just sounded great on mic.
T-shirt.
But, you know, he just, he doesn't like the idea of the new guys stepping up, making their stamp on the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, he calls himself the Grizzle Vet. Messiah of old school. Well, we are the new school, you know, and we're bringing it each and every single day, each and every single night, every single week, town to town to town. At this point, country to country, you know.
For real, man.
And, you know, he likes to poke his nose in my business. He tried to train me. He showed me how to do this, but he didn't show me everything. You know, he's got a few tricks up his sleeves, but I got a couple of tricks of my own.
I know you do, man. So much to talk about, man. Let's plug the Wrestling Showcase September 9th. Guys are going to be on the Premiere Streaming Network, Shameless Promo, and in Montauk, New Jersey. You are with the Ace of Space Academy. Talk to your partners. Good guys, man. Hashtag Wrestling Fashion. Love the matching tracksuits. You're always style. Look at this guy.
Hey,
dressed in the nines. Dressed in the nines. How you feeling going to that six-man against Yosefer and some other interesting character? You know Yosefer, bro.
You know, September 9th. The Showcase Premier Streaming Network is going to be the Ace of Space Academy taking on the Barbarian Yusufer L, the Madman Canadian Skylar Mack, and El Magnifico. Oh man, you know, it's gonna be a highlight for sure. You're not gonna want to take your eyes off this one. The Ace of Space Academy, myself, MSG, Max St. Giovanni, Leon St. Giovanni, Colton Charles, you know, led by Leon St. Giovanni, LSG. We're here to make a stamp. We're here to make our names known. Yeah. LSG, he's been out in this industry for the past 10 years plus, and we're all just getting started. We're just starting to get to show everybody what the Ace of Space Academy is all about.
You know, I'm not even going to say you're just getting started, man, because you've been killing it, man. You know, we talked to you, past 2 years ago, starting at that Wrestling 80s comment.
Yeah,
you've been killing
it, man.
You know, we see you in ring, you're killing it, but also kind of known for those dance moves. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think you're doing a little dance, like,
I mean,
something like that, getting some opportunities.
I mean, you know, you never know where the Phoenix is gonna pop up.
Dude, you're everywhere, bro. Anytime I'm at a show, I'm like, is that you?
You know, you never know where the Phoenix is gonna pop up. You know, Dawn Castle, anytime you need a guy, you know how to reach me. But
you crushed it, bro.
You know, we're out here. We're out here in these streets.
Pop of the night for me, anyway.
Of course. Thank you, man. Thank you.
I got to ask you this when we were talking off air a little bit, man. And I met your mom Thursday night, Mama Bird.
The Mama Bird.
You said Mama Bird was the one who got you into this crazy circus world.
I mean, you know, ever since a child, I've been watching wrestling, but that's due in part two. Mama Bird,
you know,
she was always a big fan. You know, a fan of Bruno Sammartino, a fan of Bob Backlund, a fan of all the old greats, Coco Beware and such. You know, and just grew up watching her, watch them. And then, you know, I just kept the ball rolling, and now that in turn her son is now the Phoenix, and you know, killing it in that square circle. So here we are.
So I always ask who your favorites were. Who were her mom Bird's favorites?
Bruno Sammartino,
Bob
Backlund, Coco Beware, you know, a lot of the old school cats.
Mm-hmm,
a lot of the old school guys, you know. RIP to Terry Funk. I was just talking to her about it this morning, and she was, you know, crushed, you know. But
Rough week,
so,
man.
So, yes, RIP to Terry Funk, RIP to Bray Wyatt, you know, great guys, great talents. Left their mark on this industry.
And sure. Very well said. And thank you for saying that. Well said, man. I said this publicly and off air, man. Thursday night, I was right as we walked into the locker room, man. Everyone's looking at their phones. Vicky comes up to me, tells me the news. I'm like, what's the source? Triple H, which is a valid source. And just after Terry Funk. And yes. it was somber, man. You know, saying hello to everyone, it was very somber. And I told everyone, hey, just be safe, be careful. It felt a little shook. And yes. You guys absolutely knocked it out of the park. I still feel like I'm earning my stripes in this crazy world, but I feel like we're all kind of connected, man. And being in that locker room, we were all shook, man. How were you able to kind of brush aside those nerves and really put on a great show, great gear, by the way, too?
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I'm not going to say I knew these guys too well and everything like that, but I could see how everybody else in the locker room did know these guys and the effect that they had on them. And, you know, this is a brotherhood. You know, if you feel it, if my brothers feel it, I feel it. And, you know, we all have to lift each other up and we all have to be there for each other. Everybody, take care of your friends, take care of your family. Always tell them how much you love them. You never know when your time is called. So treat everyone with love, respect, and graces, man. Graces. Praise to their families.
I love that, man. And, yeah, I want to be respectful of your time. I know you got a big match to prep for. I appreciate you making a few minutes, but I always ask this one before we get out of here, man. What is next for the Phoenix GKM?
Well, directly what's next for the Phoenix GKM, that ISBW Tri-State Championship is coming home to me. Mm. And directly after that, we switch focus. September 9th, Premier Streaming Network, that wrestling showcase, the Ace of Space Academy, is going to kick some ass, baby.
I'm here for a brother. Tell everyone they can follow you. They already know. Get the merch, all that stuff,
bro. You can follow me over at LL Cool GKM on all platforms. Get the merch on prowrestlingtees.com/LLCoolGKM. You know where to find me. Just get me on all social media platforms. Catch me at a show near you, baby.
We out. Peace. We out.